Okay. We're in Java, the filler that we basically described as a the Lord can use this hysterical hysteria when a person really recognizes how serious the problem is, so he has nowhere to turn to, so he gets hysterical, he screams. So we scream not nowhere, but we aim that towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The thought we said is coming to understand really how much the person is lacking, how much we're in trouble. We say it, we sing it, well, it doesn't grip us that without that we're finished. So the work is to get oneself aroused to understanding how serious the problem is, and then mamela, you'll get to this dagger of what's called this hysterics that a person is trying to attain in tefillah, Torah tuned hysterical. I can't understand what the how serious the problem is. And we brought from the Gemara when they were taking out Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva was crying. And maybe we'll just pick that up. We saw the vort from the Chaim Shmuel Levit. Let's have a look at that. We saw, let's have a look at this again. Lamed Tes in the middle of that big paragraph at the top of the page. V'chein amru chazal, Rabbi Kiva shasha eitzi mitzvah Rabbi Elezer Godel sheya makeh b'besorah asher dama shlisus laretz. Rabbi Kiva was so distraught by the fear of Rabbi Elezer Godel that he inflicted wounds on himself. He beat his flesh until blood came out and landed on the ground. Eventually, the Torah says, "Also, Mr. Loss is going to do." So this is the rise of Loss is going to do. So, this gives a very enigmatic answer. That is, it's Mutter. He was distraught over the death of Elozar Godel. So they beat himself till he was bleeding. That's an Islam Lois is going to do. No, it's not, because for Divrei Torah, that's Mutter. So obviously that needs an understanding. What does Tosis mean here? The Lord is going to give Lifnei the fun of the Torah. And then the Pasuk in Dvarim, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Loss is going to do. It's an interesting way of teaching halacha. It says, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Loss is going to do. What's the question of Loss is going to do? But being Bonim Lashem Elokeichem, why is it taught there? You're being taught not to inflict wounds upon yourself when you're too distraught. Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Loss is going to do. So V'hainu, Shemisha Chayvul Ba'atzmer, Kishemais Kreve, Marazem Shemayachshav, Shechosolais Oysa Korov. When a person is so distraught that he wounds himself when he's lost a Korov, he's lost a relative, so he's saying from now on in, he's lacking that Korov. Without this relative that passed away now, the life's not worth it. He becomes so hysterically, mamash inflicts wounds upon himself, like Kasher Lavid. Well, say on the Torah, right? Body matem l'shem alakeichem. Hashem is telling you, body matem l'shem alakeichem. Ech toim asher chayim ein chayim k'shiyesh boi ra'oiv karov alechem od mod. How can you feel totally abandoned and lost and life's not worth it when your loving, caring father is right with you? Well, divrei Torah, hachas sorim shopi mutter. But when it's divrei Torah that's being lost, when you don't have Rebbe Elozar Godel's Torah anymore, the Ebes Keno. Because when you don't have Divrei Torah, when a person's not connected to Torah, your life does feel like it's nothing. It's mutter to be chabal ba'atzmoy, and kol shekhen, a person has to be completely distraught by the fact that this Torah is not in the world anymore. We, Rahman Litzan, unfortunately, we've had a few examples of that recently. In the last few years, we've lost an enormous amount of Torah in the world. And we feel upset for a while about the distraught kite of Rabbi Akiva, that real serious pain where you feel like hey, life's just not worth it anymore. Rabbi's not here, lama lichyot. We don't get there. We're not, there's a lot of fesotan. But Chazal's telling us something very fascinating here. That you're supposed to get really distraught over. So that's just what we saw last week. So let's have a look and see how this takes us further. In order to at least get a little bit of a movement inside of ourselves over this understanding, trying to understand the lack of when there's a lack of the Torah, Rosh Hashanah, what was Rebbe Akiva so distraught over? Trying to understand that. Rebbe Akiva was no lightweight. Rebbe Akiva was Godel Atanoi. He played Torah Shmuel Perod in his shoulders. So what was he so upset about? Rebbe Akiva, who was the Godel Atanoi, when Rebbe Elazar Godel was Nifter, Rebbe Akiva was inconsolable, distraught. Life wasn't worth living. It wasn't that he didn't have Torah. The whole Torah Shmuel Perod we have today is Rebbe Akiva. Yeah, but without Rebbe Elazar Godel, there's no Shavik Klum. So what about us? We don't have any of this. We're not Rebbe Akiva. We're not a Chredim, Shreim, Tanoim, Gornit. Ala achas kama v'kama, shitzrichim onu lahag yitzorot adem mikdash Hashem. V'arei im hayu beis ha-mikdash kaim, haynu gam anu Tanoim mamash k'kupshute. The beis ha-mikdash was back, we'd be like Tanoim k'kupshute. Shekol iki yeridus ha-doiris himi p'nei malka v'sharia b'goyim ein toira. Going into Tammuz, we start thinking about where does the Chuban affect me? Where does it touch me? Ma baya ani lo kol kach magish et hachesoron shel Beis Hamikdash. You'd be a Tana if we had a Beis Hamikdash. Where's your learning today? Where are you holding today in Avodas Hashem? The Tanoim were one millimeter away from Nevuah. They were the first generation after Nevuah. They were Tanoim that Shaychus with Nevi. We would be there if we had the Beis Hamikdash. Where are we now? So that's something to be distraught about. Something to be really, really upset about. So now a person's davening for the Beis Hamikdash to come back. It's kind of personal now. It's not just, when a Beis Hamikdash be married, be made, and it's the last song. There's something you have to feel a little bit upset about. Okay, so when you look at me and you look at a Tana, maybe that's too far. It feels far-fetched. It's hard to get really distraught over that because it's just not relevant. But just go back. You don't have to go back too far. The Chosorin, the gap between me and, let's say, today's God Lador. Never mind Rebbe Akiva. It's enough to be distraught over and start screaming and shouting for the lack of Torah that we have. Just examples of how a person can arouse himself with just a little bit of thinking to really daven with the kind of kalim that the Torah gives us to daven with. As opposed to getting up and davening Yishmon Esra, got through the words, didn't get too distracted, didn't travel too far, you know, went chutz l'tchum, aval, whatever, not a bad Yishmon Esra, even felt a little emotion in one of the brochas, gevaldik. And we yoytzi tefillah that way, that's nice. But Hashem gave us atom bombs here, and we're not using them. And one of the reasons we're not using it is we don't recognize how much trouble we really in. Now, obviously, a person can't walk around the whole day feeling this because you'll never get anything achieved. If you walk around focusing on all the chistronis and all the problems and all the zebaya gadol, a person has to know how to balance this as well. That when you're feeling these chistronis to the point where you become hysterical, you can't walk around the whole day like that. A person has to know when and how and then get on, you know, live our lives. But simcha, aval, that's the moedika eitzah. And how to improve one's tefillah and one's connection with Hashem is to feel the pain. And when you're davening for somebody else, to feel their pain, to feel their chesaron. Most of a couple doesn't have children. So we daven that we have children. We even get a little bit, you know, we even struggle a bit harder when we're asking for it. I'll just feel their pain a little bit and get a little bit hysterical. Wouldn't do anybody any harm. Okay, weiter. Pina. Pshitahu, the Madrega Zu, Vaturu Zu Shal Tfila, Gedoil Heaven is Gover Mitanu Ma'od. Obviously, this level of Tfila we've been talking about here is very, very high level. And it's perhaps a little bit elevated for us. Avaba Emes, Kolachad Yoichel in Goya Bob, Velo Bemiktas, Oli Yishtamish Bob et Filose. The truth is, everybody can get to this. Everybody can touch this. And not just a little bit of it. And to use in our Tfila, it's You don't have to bounce up and down at shochel and do all the external motions that look like you're doing this. You can do this while you're standing still and no one needs to know about it, because you can do it inside your heart. Because we know how to scream quietly inside. Person knows in his own seichel how important his requests in front of Hashem are, how much Hashem wants those requests. It's Ava Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tfilosai. Hashem yearning, whatever that means, for our tfilas. In the secret recesses of your thoughts and your mind and your heart, that's where you scream bitter, bitter screams, each according to his level. It's not so hard if you practice and you get used to it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go out into the mountains and scream sometimes as well. But we're not talking about that yet. We're talking about inside. A person feels pain, he shouts, he screams to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nobody even knows that it's happening because it's inside. The father of all the yeshivas, he would know that a person can learn in 1 hour, that other people take 10 hours to learn. It depends on how fired up you are, how lacritous you are. Zrizus. V'chein adova gam be'inyan tefillah. Apply that principle to tefillah. If a person gets to the correct understanding and correct feeling, he understands how important this is, how it mamash affects his life, and invests in it. He'll think about that for a few moments. With all one's power, if a person will just think a few moments using what we've spoken about and arouse himself and understand how life important these things are, in a few moments he'll use all his koichas for tefillah and he'll get to the desirable level that Hashem wants, and he'll yearn to get close to Hashem. Person has a big tzara, something happens to him, God forbid, and he'll invest a few moments to mamash, what's the word, to focus and put energy into his requests in front of Hashem. Without anybody even knowing that it's going on. Outside you look your normal, calm, full self. You're having your normal Shemini Esrei. In a Kama Yaakov and Ifla Regaze, how powerful, how precious is that moment? A person in that moment can get very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person can increase his understanding of love and cleaving and siyata dishmaya that he has in Hashem. You did it once, you tasted it once. You try to do it again and again until it becomes so natural. I don't know what this means. I'm just reading what it says. Well, it becomes habitual, becomes a second nature, like everything that we do. Many things you started doing that were very hard in the beginning and uncomfortable, you couldn't get used to it. And now it becomes a habitual. Those of you who have multifocal glasses know what it feels like. You get multifocal glasses the first time, you think you're never going to be able to wear glasses again. Your mamas, they drive you nuts. A few weeks, a few days, a few months, however long it takes each person, you think, how did I ever live without them? You just get mugal of them. You can't live without them. So too, yeah, in the beginning, it feels a bit funny. It feels a bit uncomfortable. It doesn't really sit nice. You practice a little bit. It becomes second nature. And you think, how did I manage without this? You go up and up and up, like the Novi says, you walk after Hashem like a roaring lion. So for me, everyone has to take out of here what they want, but for me, the Ike Yosod Yah is we need to spend a bit of time thinking about how big the problem really is. We don't really focus on the priorities, what it is we're really lacking. a lot of work to be done here in how we prioritize and how we recognize how serious some of the problems we have are, and then to use that as a catalyst to really get aroused and to really, really scream and shout to Hashem. And remember that it's Pinim. Again, we saw that there's the tefillah also where you scream aloud. I'm not saying not. We'll see more of that now as well in Tzaka. Well, that is what we've learned here is worth millions. When you're davening for something, understand the problem, because we don't take our problems seriously enough. And a lot of it is because of some kind of false betochen. Yeah, Hashem Yazor. No. Hashem Yazor after the tefillah, after the scream, after the avoider. Then you can sit back in calm, tranquil, Hashem Yazor. But you just sit back and say, Hashem Yazor, Noli Rali, the betochen. Okay. Mankind mokam laharish in betochen. Well, that's the story. Okay, let's move on to number three. So this is on Mem Aleph, it's called Tzaka. Tzaka means a tzaka, scream. And from the Pasuk in Shmoyis, V'yanuchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoyde v'yizaku. Israel were terribly oppressed, were terribly tortured from the avoyde. V'yizaku, and they screamed. Let's see what we can get out of this. There's little differences here. These are not that different. So they're going to like touch each other a lot, these different types of tefillah. Zaka comes about when the heart, the mind, is so tormented, so stormy from the enormous weight of the request that he can't even put it into words. He cannot articulate it and he just screams. That's a tefillah called tzaka. You would think that a well-defined, well-cleared presentation would be the most effective way of davening. And for sure it's effective. But the Zohar nonetheless tells us here that the tefillah that is the greatest power and is the most precious in Hashem's world and never returns empty is that unarticulated scream. Sounds strange, but that's the way it is. Person feels the enormity of the problem and he can't even put into words, he just lets out a cry. The Zohar says that's feel at its best. This is the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. I hope he's going to translate it at some point here. So let's read it and see how far we get. Tzaka v'shoa b'maya isparshin amar Rabbi Yitzhak ein lecha shoa ele betfila shenema shimu tfilos Yashem v'shoasi ha'azino elech Hashem shivosi elecha v'tir pa'eni. Okay, so that's tzaka v'shoa. So we saw before. Tzaka v'shoa, how do you explain them? Amar Rabitzak said, what is Shoah? It's the tefillah that we say, Shoma tefillos Yashem, v'shavosi azino. Yeah, Hashem matfilah, and mashavosi payitu. Elech Hashem shavosi, to you Hashem cried out hysterically, however we defined that earlier. Shavosi elech v'tir pa'enu. I'm screaming to you, heal me. So that's Shova. Tzaka shetzok v'eini oimi klum. Tzaka is where you scream, but you don't say anything. This is the Zohar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hilkach gedoyla tzaka mikula shetzaka hi belev. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is, tzaka is God will be all of them, because it's a scream from the heart. Heredoyme tzak libo mel Hashem. As it says, Tzak libo mel Hashem. Tzaka v'zaka dove echad hu. Tzaka v'zaka, v'yizaku from the posuk, dove echad hu. That's one thing. V'ze kroy v'lo kodesh bochu yoysi mitfila v'anocha. It's closer to Hashem, closer than tfila v'anocha. We haven't got anocha yet. We'll see when we get there what that is. Tiktiv, Shem says, if you eat tzak, if you tzak to me, then I will for surely yeah, your tzakot. We see in the pasuk, v'yishma Hashem is tzakosam. Doesn't say v'yishma Hashem is tfilosam. We did Hashem yadem tzako. Omer Reb Rechia. V'shashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmul nechamti, ki hamlachti es shoyol lemelech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shmuel HaNovi, nechamti, some as a nechama, when he anointed Shaul the Melech, Mark here, v'yitu Shmuel, l'shmuel v'yatzik al Hashem kol ha'layla. Aniach ha'kol v'lachach tzaka, v'shem v'krei v'l'kodesh Baruch Hu yati mikulo. Shmuel HaNovi sets aside everything, was involved in anything, he spent the entire night screaming to Hashem. Shmuel HaNovi knew how to put words together, he was a Novi. I'm sure he could have put together a very effective tefillah, well-articulated presentation. He spent the whole night just screaming inarticulately. Godin v'tahinei tzak b'nei Yisrael bo elai. The streams of Hashem come to me. Tanur bon naiman d'tzali v'echit v'tzak ad d'lo yoichel l'merchash b'sfoseya ha'it luz d'shlimusa. The Braisa says this person that governs and cries and screams, there's tzali v'echit v'tzak, until he can't move his lips. That is the Sholem Tefillah. That's a Sholem Tefillah. Because that is from the mind, the heart, whatever you want to translate, Levi, I'm not sure. And that never turns empty. So that's the greatest tefillah. Would never have said such a thing. Unarticulated scream. Like the sound of the shofar, just an unarticulated, and I just scream. Rebuda said that tzak is very big because it tears up all the gzad dinim against the person of all his days. It rules over the midas hadin there, and it's in this world and the next world. That's the whole Zohar there, Tov, and Ilo. You get the picture. What comes out of this Zohar on our level is Tzake is Ma'od Mot Chashuv, and it's worth putting attention into because it's still at its peak, and it's the most effective tefillah that we have. And again, it's going to require what we learned in the chapter before. A recognition of how serious the problem is, because a person doesn't give an unarticulated scream when he doesn't realize that that's how serious that problem is. If it's not such a problem, you're not that worried about it, why would you scream out unarticulately? It has to come from a place where you really realize how much trouble you're in. Vina and his by Indian Shova, it's like a gadoila, hysteria. We explained in the previous chapter that tefillah is like it's a big scream, hysterical. You're close to almost losing your mind in the screaming of that request. And we mentioned a few minutes ago that you don't have to be, you know, screaming and shouting and waving your hands and doing all sorts of weird, funny movements that everyone can see. The person standing in davening, and he understands clearly the truth. And he recognizes that his situation in this world is like there's a sword, mamash, on your neck all the time. He recognizes that his life is very fragile, and who knows what can happen. He understands where his situation is. Where it's the natural disasters that with awesome miracles the Kodesh Baruch Hu protects us from them. What? הסוינה גודל שאוהב לנו ואינו מסיר בית אפילו רגע אחד כי למצוא תחבולוס איך להורגנו ולרדו בבית שחס ולשאול תחתה עוצר נויר יקיד עושה or whether it's a recognition of our seriously endangered our lives or from the big enemy, the Yetzirah, who's trying every day to mamash to get us to lose our lives and to go down to Gehenna. He's trying to mamash trip us up and bikish lahamis kol yom. Yetzirah asotnu amalach hamaves. Because Adam, oimed v'tfila v'choyke b'daitel matzovot. Person sits in tfila, stands in tfila. And he investigates his situation, and he recognizes the enormous dangers he's in, physical, spiritual, natural. That's how we explained the Tefillah of Shava earlier, remember? Person recognizes how serious his problem is, and he then explains and he requests HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a scream inside. That's what we spoke about. So what's different to tzaka? That sounds exactly like tzaka, no? Amar tzaki hi yoysim yizeh. Tzaki is that plus. V'doim adov alechet shoylech b'derech, u'pitom oymed l'negdo ilistim im cherev chodo. Person's going on the highway, and suddenly a gang of, okay, he's using a cherev, a gang of kafir, disguised, people with AK-47 rifles jumps out in front of him, yeah? And he looks around and it doesn't look like there's anything that's going to save him right now. He's in serious trouble. Oh, sorry. I left that alone. He sees, not very far away, there's somebody there with a bigger machine gun and he could help him. Yeah? So what does he do? He starts screaming and screaming for this guy to come and help him. Help me. That's what he screams, help, yeah? He notices this guy's not paying attention. It doesn't look like he's going to come help him. He's hysteria v'noira. When you're in that situation and you start screaming for help and you notice no one's paying attention, then you start screaming hysterically. Wild, blood-curdling screams. All the persons, nefesh, all his koichos, all his feelings, everything joins together to produce this unarticulated scream. That's the tefillah of tzaka. Shava is when a person recognizes his problem and he sees the tzakon, he understands how serious it is, and then he explains to Kodesh Baruch Hu in hysteria what he needs. Tzake is beyond that because you don't even start articulating words. You start screaming, that's Shava. Shava is when you call the guy to come help you. Now what do? Now you're in much more trouble. So now you scream that just like wild, blood-curdling yell. Rene. The person gets into a matzav like that, God forbid, and he screams these two types of screams to the Boreilom. The first one is, help, I'm in trouble, help. That's love. The second one, when he's just screaming because he knows it's game over, that's tzaka. Person needs to know, look in the Nefesh of Chaim, explains it. Every minute of our lives is mamash b'sakana like that. We don't feel it because Hashem's doing nisim niflois for us every second. You know how many deadly viruses there are flying around in your gut at the moment? And the nifla moiridika antibodies that are busy working and struggling and battling and keeping us alive every second. Lafya is not that potent. Just internally, without all the billions of Arabs surrounded us, nuclear bombs pointed at us. If you think about it, you mamash lose your mind from terror. That's the catalyst to start davening properly, talking properly. And you use this type of tefillah called tzak, and it doesn't have to be external. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. And it's tzak primis besuga liboy, besuga liboy. Ein lecha regesh shel emes veregesh shel or b'chaya adam kmo haregesh hazeh. You won't have a more enlightened moment in that moment. Ein lecha tefillah rotu mekubelis kmo tefillah hazu. And you won't have a more desirable tefillah in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the avoda again is recognize the seriousness of the problem. And get yourself to the point where you mamash, all you can do is scream, and then scream. That unarticulated scream of, if someone said, please explain to me what your problem is. Lo yochol, he's beside himself, he's just sitting there screaming and crying. But I'm trying to help you, will you tell me what's going on? Lo yochol adabeh, he's too fraught with this. When he's hysterical, he'll explain to you what the problem is in the middle of hysteria. In Sake, you can't articulate it. It's just that internal scream for help where you understand the problem, but you can't explain it. And that's the most desirable level of tefillah. That's what the Zohar says. It's the most powerful level of tefillah. Chaval, you have an atom bomb here and we don't use it. So Bezrat Hashem, we have to machazak each other to do these things, Bezrat Hashem. Have a wonderful Erev Shabbos, a wonderful Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem.
Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Good Shabbos. We'll get together next week.
Okay.
Take good care.